There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, my baby's got a game tonight. You know, I usually like going to his games. He joined the football team, and, he's currently playing lacrosse. So there's a lacrosse game tonight. And, lacrosse, fascinating sport. It's actually on the rise. They're saying you are going to see more and more lacrosse out here in the West. Back East, lacrosse is very, very big. Out in the West, you're going to start to see more and more participation, and I think it's a great sport. Still a lot of potential for injuries, but not as we've seen with other sports. You know, I check the helmet or check the cup, you know, and, you know, for those of you not familiar with lacrosse, there's a ball. It's kind of a heavy ball, and you try to chuck the ball into the goal. So it's very similar to soccer, very similar to basketball, very similar to football. I mean, you got your offense, you got your defense, you got a lot of kids yelling and running and parents screaming. It was really interesting. When I'm at these games, you know, I like to listen. It's hard not to because, you know, you got parents screaming behind you. And you see both sides, right? You got the parents for your team, then you got the parents for their other team, okay? And I got to tell you, man, I'm surprised there's not more fights between parents than, you know, we see in the movies. And I understand that at a lot of these soccer games, the parents start to go crazy, and baseball games, et cetera. And I've seen my share of that. But, you know, we're pretty cordial with lacrosse. I think it's because there's a lot of sticks. You know, if it's soccer players with a ball, you know, they're, you know, no parent could go and grab the ball and hurt somebody else. But with all these lacrosse sticks, any parent at any time could grab one of the player's sticks and go after you. So I think that's why we just decide to sit, you know, and be kind of nice and cordial to each other. But some of the worst offenders, the worst people yelling, are the parents yelling at their own kids. Get the ball! Get the ball! Come on, defense! Come on, defense! Help him out! Help him out! And you know, you see that. And at first, I was taken aback by that. But then I realized that when my kid did something wrong, the other parents were like, gosh, man, you know, he dropped the ball. And then I started yelling at my kid because I didn't want my kid to get yelled at by the other parents. So I figured if I was yelling at my kid, it would protect him. So now I understand why all these parents are yelling at the dads, too. Get the ball! Jack, get the ball! Run it! Run it! So if he's doing that, then nobody else is going to mess with this kid. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Because, I honestly, right? Okay, he's already vocally making himself known. Okay, any of the moms or dads yelling. So everybody's like, okay, well, there's, you know, Jack's dad. Okay, and he sounds pretty powerful. Plus, he's exhibiting he's totally peacocking. Wait, these dads and moms peacock. So now they're, and I do that too. I sit close to the field, but I sit away. Where when my kid is playing defense, I could be like, well, it's wrong that they keep switching sides during periods. But I think I just move my chair. You know, and I'm like, you know, and then people are like, all right, well, Dahlia's on top of that, so we don't have to yell at her kid to catch the ball. I'm like, I got this. If anyone's going to yell at my baby, it's going to be me. You don't have to yell at my baby. So I guess I'm starting to kind of learn and figure this out. It's a shame it's the end of the season by the time I figure it out. I just wonder why everybody was kind of yelling. But apparently there's a report here on things you should not tell your kid once they get in the car. Now, that I didn't figure out. Usually my kid gets into the car, and I'm like, gosh, you're sweaty. Take a shower. Do your homework. Do this. Call grandma. Do this. Okay. So, you know, maybe they don't want to hear this. But some parents, they'll bring up the things the kid did wrong. Okay? So they'll say, oh, man, if you didn't drop that pass or, you know, you missed the tackle, you know, my kid's going to be playing football. So, you know, I better make sure I get all the words right, you know, all the terms right, okay? You know, oh, you know, you shot the ball in the hoop. Mom, it's a touchdown. All right, my kids are going to probably be playing defense. But, you know, you don't want to, when they get in the car, I guess, point out their obvious mistakes. Okay, we tend to, as parents, think that our kids don't realize the obvious because they do a lot of stupid things in the house. But they do feel bad, okay? So when your kid is feeling bad that he messed up and that you were yelling at them the whole time and all the other parents were yelling at them because it's embarrassing. You know, you think I'm embarrassed leaving the studio after a bad show. My kids really hold their heads low if they have a bad game or they didn't do the pass. And a lot of times they're walking off the field feeling that way, no matter what the pep talk is, because they think everybody else is looking at them that they ruined the game. And your kid may. Your kid might have ruined the game. They might have. Okay? So what do you say as a parent? Well, first, don't bring that up. Okay? All right? If the team loses because your kid let that last pass go through, or miss that last, you know, reception, you know, interception or whatever, you know, receiving the ball, you know, it wasn't really your kid's fault that the whole team lost. Why the hell were they that close to begin with? So you need to explain that to them. Say, look, the game should have never been where it relied on just one player. Okay? Because the odds are that it doesn't happen the way it needs to. I mean, look at what happened with the Super Bowl. So I always bring up history, and I always bring up the other Super Bowls, or I bring up other games where things were so close, and then it just, you know, didn't work out, or the player missed, you know, catching the ball or whatever. So I try to make them feel better that way. All right? Then what I like to do is have them intellectualize and go, okay, what do you think happened with the game? Okay? I mean, tell me what you think went wrong. You know, oh, no, I suck. I go, no, in general. Okay, let's break it down. Offense, defense. If you were coaching, okay, if you were coaching and you were looking at the game, what would you, you know, what would you say needed to be fixed, or what would you have done better with? You know, and then let them start intellectualizing. Let them get off this emotional kick of, oh, I suck, I ruined the game, etc. So let them, you know, hash through it and go, okay, so you would have wanted to make sure the defense was, you know, more toned. You would have probably changed these two people out. You saw Paul over there get tired, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, you know, so then when you start to go through the game and you start to realize that he was just one piece, you kind of show him that the whole thing kind of fell through. All right? And then they feel better. And then, of course, carbs always make them feel better after a game. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I apologize. I was eating on break. Sorry. There we go. All right. Sorry about that. I had to wet my whistle. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And it's not the one bringing me food. I have, you know, yeah, if he did, he probably wouldn't have any hands left because I would bite the hand as soon as I got the food. I'm just hungry. I know what my promise. Man, I know I'm not pregnant. All right. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. All right. They say if you're going to quit smoking, there's an art to using these e-cigs. And not all e-cigs are created equal. Okay? Experts say if you e-cig, you know, to quit smoking. Okay, some of you guys are e-cigging because you think it looks cool and you want to do the newest phase, all right, or, you know, the newest wave of stuff. But But some of you are actually using these e-cigs to quit smoking, and bless you for that. They say, this new research says, according to experts, that if you're going to use e-cigs to quit smoking, you need to do it every day. New research suggests that occasional use does not increase the chances of quitting, and different types of e-cigs affect success rates. Using tank e-cigs appear to be more effective than the cigalike models. Okay, I guess 3 out of 4 people like the ones that seem to resemble more of a cigarette. Okay, then the ones where you swap the tank out, and I guess with the different flavors, etc. This is a study coming out of London, and they found that after a year, more than a quarter of these daily, quote-unquote, tank users had actually quit smoking, so 25%. That's better than the 11% of the ones that are cigarette-like. And, you know, if and then 13% people who quit without even using the e-cigs to begin with. So that's a startling number. We have a 25% quit rate. That's one of the best numbers I've seen in any cigarette nicotine quoting modality. That's pretty damn good. Again, I'm still concerned about safety issues. I don't think we've studied them enough. So I always recommend to people, if you are going to use them for as quick a period of time and get the hell off, because we don't know what's, you know, coming around the pike in terms of studies. And we're hearing things like these, you know, a lot of the things in this, you know, were never designed to go into the lungs. Now, e-cigs are currently used by more than 2 million smokers. And they have this little battery power. It produces a vapor from a liquid that contains a nicotine. The cigalikes resemble tobacco cigarettes, have these disposable replaceable cartridges, but tank models look different. And they have containers that could be refilled with, e-liquid. So they say those are the ones that seem to do better. Now, maybe it's because of the cost. Maybe it's because people like them more. All right, I'm not exactly sure why the tank type do better, but apparently they said they did. Research suggests that the tanks might deliver nicotine more effectively, perhaps be more satisfying to users, but also price. And the tanks allow the user to adapt the product, such as nicotine content and flavor of the liquid. So maybe what ends up happening is because you get to kind of change the stuff out, you can go, okay, I'm going to go less nicotine, and really do a proper wean. Two studies published in the journals Addiction and Nicotine and Tobacco Research suggest e-cigs are not having any negative effect. So you're having some studies saying, look, so far so good. They're not hurting anybody. You have other studies going, whoa. We got stuff in these things that are coming out. How are you telling us it's not hurting anybody? Well, one of my patients came in to me about a week and a half ago saying she doesn't want to do e-cigs because they poke holes in the lungs. I have not heard of any case where an e-cig poked a hole through the lungs, causing pneumothorax. I have not seen any of that. So I understand there's a lot of myths out there, and we don't have a lot of hard evidence saying that they hurt. People have asked, what would I recommend on how long you should use them that's safe? I can't tell you. I have no idea. I have no idea how long, if there are side effects, those could kick in. I just don't know. I mean, if there's really formaldehyde that you're taking in, and in a dose that's a lot higher than we would expect, I can't tell you. I would say none. Don't use them at all. So while the jury still isn't out and people are saying they're quitting smoking, you know, I'd rather you get off tobacco and just do it as quickly as possible. So whatever you think will help. Okay? But it was interesting that they actually looked at the different types. That's pretty good. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. They say U.S. breast cancer cases could rise 50% by the year 2030. This study coming out, as we're hearing from the U.S. Preventive Task Force, to wait till 50 for mammograms and do them only every couple years. Apparently, they say the number of U.S. women diagnosed with breast cancer could rise by as much as 50% over the next 15 years. Researchers say there will be an increase in breast tumors that are ER positive, which rely on estrogen to fuel their growth, because aging population and women older than 70, we're going to have more of them because of baby boomers, and it is accounting for a growing proportion of breast cases, plus obesity. Now, they say, thank God, the number of ER-negative breast cancers is expected to drop in coming years. Those are the harder ones to treat. All right? So there is some good news to that. All right? So what do we think is going on? Well, as we have more obesity, all right, and as we have more baby boomers, we have more of a population of people at risk, you know, we are screening more and we're finding more. So we have the potential to be able to find more cases. So I'm sure we're going to hear that this number is rising. But why 50%? 50%. That's crazy. I mean, yeah, I know we're gaining weight. I know there's lack of exercise, but we've been starting to do better. I think, you know, we're realizing to cut the carbs. We're realizing to exercise. Accordingly, the researchers predict that by 2030, roughly 441,000 U.S. women will be diagnosed with the disease, up from 283,000 back in 2011. For that ER-positive cancer, the one that's hormone-sensitive, the rate is expected to rise 0.5% each year among women age 70 and up. Now, the task force is recommending mammograms up to age 74, 50 to 74. I don't know if they're going to alter that as more women are living way into their 90s. If we want to really stop treatment at 74. I mean, we men and women are a lot more youthful than we are in our 70s. Isn't Harrison Ford like 72? And he's still running around playing Han Solo? So, the elderly population will swell by 2030. These women will account for a growing proportion of breast cancer. We talked about that. All right. And then women who will give birth at a young age, then do not breastfeed, are at more risk for the ER-negative breast cancer. We were talking about breast cancer risk and what puts you at risk. The ER-positive cancers may be more in situ. In situ are small early tumors that can be detected through mammography, and hopefully they stay put. In situ means kind of like staying put, sitting still. Hopefully these things don't metastasize or grow or become invasive. Invasive breast cancer, like the ductal carcinoma in situ versus the invasive breast cancer, the invasive breast cancer is more ugly. It invades, gets into the bloodstream, etc. Has more chance of metastasis. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. They say black women are more likely to have dense breast tissue than white women. And as you know, the density is associated with breast cancer risk. And I'm wondering when we're going to start recommending more ultrasound with mammogram. The denser the breast is, the more difficult it is to pick up breast cancer on mammogram. The study looked at 1,600 black women and more than 1,200 white women who were screened using mammography in 2010 and 2011. They say our findings are using a new quantitative and perhaps more reliable way to measure breast density. Well, they found that black women appear to have more dense breasts than white women. Well, in my patient population, we've picked up breast cancer in white women, black women. I don't think in my history of practice we had one Latina woman with breast cancer. Now, breast cancer hits Hispanics just like it hits anybody else, but I wonder if it's a little bit less in that population. We've talked about that. But black women and white women, especially at the forefront of the numbers of breast cancer that we pick up. And thank God we haven't lost one. Why? Because luckily we've had a system such that I could let them get mammogram, all right, if I wanted to, and not wait till they were in their 50s. And we had a 39-year-old with breast cancer. We had some 40-year-olds with breast cancer. We don't mess around. So I'm still a little nervous about this task force recommendation. But we've already talked about that, and I've already said my piece, and I'm kind of still all, my panties are all up in a bunch with that one. So if you're a black woman with dense breasts and you get the mammogram back saying, you know, it looks fine, but your breasts are dense, I would recommend getting a breast ultrasound when you get your mammograms. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
She's alive. She's alive.
Now it's my drink.
She's alive.
All right. Sorry, I am drinking a McDonald's strawberry lemonade. It doesn't sound very good on air. It sounds like gas. All right, but it sure is yummy. Let's talk about the dog flu. Dog flu now. It's pretty scary. It's apparently spreading. I think it's already hit about 1,000 dogs in the Midwest. Are we right about that? 1,100 dogs now in the Midwest. So New Jersey health officials and health officials from other states and veterinarians are now on the, ready and prepared for dog flu to hit. Okay? Thus far, no canine influenza cases that I know of where I live. But there are, they're calling it canine influenza. And the virus can also infect cats. There is no evidence that exists that the virus is transmissible from dogs to people. Now, we got kitty cats, and we got doggy, and we love to give them gizzies. Oh, my gosh. You guys have to see my lab. He's huge. He's like 120 pounds, this big dog, and he loves doing kissy mama. But if he's got the flu, I'd be like, no kissies. My husband would be like, yeah, go kiss the cats. Cats won't let him kiss them, though. According to an alert from the State Departments of Health and Agricultural Culture, investigators at Cornell University are reporting that the outbreak is caused by a virus closely related to the Asian strains of influenza A, H3N2 in circulation among Chinese and South Korean dogs, and it is expected to spread. Already hitting 1,100 dogs in the Midwest, probably spread rapidly when pet owners boarded their dogs while on spring vacation. The New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association says its members have not reported a new case of the outbreak, and they're monitoring the situation closely. This is out of New Jersey. And canine flu is contagious. Okay, so if your dogs are put in a kennel with other dogs, and they're breathing on each other and licking each other, and, you know, like your dogs do, they're making each other sick. And it's just like influenza in humans in terms of being that contagious. Okay, but it can be mild. Sometimes dogs have a cough for about a month, sneezing, fever, reduced appetite. However, just like the flu, it could cause high fever and pneumonia. 10% of the dog flu cases is fatal. So dog owners should take steps to protect them, especially if they're in close quarters with their dogs. There is a dog canine influenza flu vaccine. And this is available for people who board their dogs, put their dogs in daycare, visit dog parks, or whose dogs are exposed to other dogs, should discuss getting their dogs vaccinated. Or if you're taking the dog to Disneyland. I'm joking. All right. I know. Bad joke. By the way, that measles outbreak is supposed to be over. They say the measles outbreak that started in Disneyland is supposed to be over. So thank God. All right. So it also recommends that operators of kennels or daycare require all dogs be vaccinated no less than 4 weeks before using the facilities. Dogs with suspected canine influenza should be isolated, checked by a veterinarian. Infected dogs should be isolated immediately from other dogs for 14 days. And exposed dogs in a facility should be quarantined by a physical barrier, if possible, from other dogs, also for 14 days. All right? And then, of course, if you think you have canine, you have a dog that has canine influenza, don't be giving it gizzies. So we love to give our animals gizzies. You got to call the vet and notify health department that your animal has canine flu and the rocket pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. Speaking of vaccines, another study has come out saying no link to autism with the MMR vaccine. In fact, there was a small, not significant, twist to this saying that the vaccinated children seem to be a little bit more protected. But again, it wasn't statistically significant. All right. In this study, all the children in the study had older siblings, and the 2% who had an older sibling with autism spectrum disorder were considered at higher risk. Overall, 1% of the children in the study were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, including 6.9% of those with autistic older siblings. The vaccination rates for the first dose were 84% at 2 years old for the children with non-autistic siblings and 73% at 2 years old for children with autistic siblings. When the researchers compared vaccinated and unvaccinated children, both those who did and did not have an autistic brother or sister, they found no increased risk of disability with these kids. See, some people will say, well, wait a second, you're looking at kids getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated, but what's going on with older siblings? Maybe so they kind of ruled all that out, all right? Not vaccinating the child didn't do anything about preventing the risk of that child having autism spectrum disorder. So we had unvaccinated kids with autism spectrum disorder as well. I'm trying to think where that one little baby study is that actually showed that there was an actual less. I can't find it. Again, I'm for vaccines, but I do understand that parents are scared. I understand how frightening it could be to, you know, take your healthy baby in for multiple vaccines. That's what we doctors and nurses And health practitioners are for health departments. All right, there's classes. There's a lot of sources out there to calm your fears and to, you know, guide you through the process. Okay, I know some of you choose a more extended version of the vaccine process. Rather than five at once, you spread it out. It's a little bit more difficult on the child. It's not something we doctors recommend. We'd rather you get vaccinated and be done with it. You know, because the sooner you get vaccinated, the sooner you're protected. You know, spanning 10 years with vaccines makes us very nervous because these kids getting these infectious diseases and these viruses or bacteria could be obviously more deadly the younger they are. But there are, you know, health departments will work with you. So you need to, of course, you know, convey what your concerns are, and they'll help educate and hopefully come up with a plan. But still good news that we're not looking at the MMR vaccine causing autism. Whew, I'm like teaching you guys so much. I'm so happy. I love it. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you know, nuts are always in the news. Nuts are like superfoods, and we're going to be talking about a few more superfoods coming up soon. But this is interesting. They say peanuts can ward off food poisoning. Did you know that? So there's all these like little cool scoops coming out on nuts now that we're eating more of them. So, for example, Brazil nuts, okay? Brazil nuts provide selenium. Two Brazil nuts provide 100% of our daily required dose of 75 micrograms. Selenium is needed for the production of antibodies, a healthy immune system, the hormone thyroxine, which helps regulate metabolism, and it also activates antioxidants that could help reduce cancer. We were talking about supplements and risk of cancer and heart disease with over-the-counter supplements and how we've been recommending that you know, eat the food. Maybe a handful of nuts as opposed to a handful of vitamins may be the healthier way to go. Almonds, just 10 almonds give us 700 milligrams of calcium. Even though we recommend here about 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, that's about 20 almonds. That's pretty cool. Also, they have vitamin E, high fiber, all right? A lot of iron. What about walnuts? Walnuts have omega-3 fatty acids. These have reduced the risk of age-related macular degeneration, cognitive decline. Those are pretty good. And then here's peanuts. Peanuts are legumes, okay? And peanuts have fiber. They have protein, low glycemic index. Handful does contain about 180 calories, okay? But they are a good energy source. Mixed nuts. If you eat a handful of mixed nuts a day, this reduces the risk of heart disease by 29% and cuts the risk of dying from cancer by 11%, according to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. They looked at 120,000 people over 30 years and found lower risk of premature death thanks to, you know, the various effects of those. So that is some pretty damn good. Interesting. Also, peanuts increase the level of friendly bacteria in the gut. So maybe you'll be less likely to get food poisoning. Maybe you'll be less likely to even be obese. So if peanuts work with your gut bacteria, almonds have a lot of vitamin E, walnuts a lot of omega-3s, Brazil nuts giving your selenium, this is some pretty cool stuff. So I don't know. I'm going to try that. Rather than vitamins, I'm going to make my kids eat a handful of nuts. I think that's pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or sees money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael wants to know, why does he feel better after he takes a sleeping pill than after he takes an antidepressant? He thinks apparently his sleeping pills are better than antidepressants, and why aren't more people given sleeping pills, and why are people given antidepressants? Goes on, I don't want to read the whole email, but he brings up kind of something interesting. I've noticed that. I've noticed a lot of people on Prozac, Zoloft, Fexer, Paxil, good medicines for anxiety and depression, okay? And they start getting used to them. We talked about the poop out effect of these medicines, where what it's doing is it's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So it's inhibiting the reuptake of serotonin selectively, okay? And hence the name. And so, you know, your receptors that get blocked later get smart and decide to compensate and have more receptors. So you end up requiring more medicine. Some of these medications are famous for their poop out rate, we call it. Although there are other medications that seem to have a slower poop out rate than those. However, when somebody tells me that they feel really good after having taken an Ambien or a Lunesta or a sleeping medication, I'm having some patients say they feel kind of grumpy and they may feel a little serotonin drop. But when I hear somebody say they feel better, then that means to me one of their problems is obviously, lack of sleep. And if they're not getting good sleep, then it doesn't matter what antidepressant or anti-anxiety medication you're on. So, you know, to answer your question, to me that means you need to be evaluated for a sleep disorder or insomnia, et cetera, and you need to see what happens when you, you know, get good sleep. Now, that doesn't mean I want you to swap your antidepressant for a sleeping aid, okay? I mean, if you need an antidepressant or an SSRI for anxiety or for a variety of other conditions that people take SSRIs for, you never want to stop those abruptly. Yeah, you may feel fine the first couple days, but your body kind of got used to taking it, and it can be a little frustrating for the body when it's not getting the serotonin inhibition of those receptors, and then you end up having a very rapid drop in your natural serotonin level, and that can be kind of rough. So we always say to be very, very careful when it comes to that. But, you know, we have a lot of people with sleeping issues, and rather than being given a sleeping pill, they were given quote unquote antidepressants. I remember when I was in medical school, we were evaluating a person with insomnia, and the doctor said, "You see, this is depression. Let's treat her with an antidepressant." And I was like, "But wait a second here. I mean, but what if she's really not depressed?" And we were in the 90s. So well trained on how to, you know, pick up depression, because I guess we didn't want to miss it. We didn't want to miss people killing themselves or, you know, people being severely depressed, etc. That we were, you know, as a knee-jerk reflex, we were going to be more inclined to diagnose it. And these medications that were out there were solving lots of people's problems. They were solving it was solving the PMS issue. It was solving the migraine issue, the need for acid reflux. You know, this pop, pop, fizz, fizz. We started to see less people reach for their antacids. So it was doing well, you know. But, you know, sometimes it's an issue of you just not sleeping. Now, what would we recommend if you had insomnia? Well, I wouldn't want to just recommend sleeping pills, although every now and then I'll prescribe them to allow a person to get a good night's sleep, see if it gets them back in the cycle. But we now have sleep specialists. It's a new type of, even though it's not a new type of medicine, but it's a new type of field where you actually have sleep experts, sleep specialists, right? We do sleep studies. We take a look at what you're doing that's messing up your sleep. A lot of you guys are getting depressed because you're looking at Facebook or you're looking at your iPad before you go to bed. And that kind of, you know, messes with your melatonin and your ability to fall asleep on your own. So we look at that. And, you know, we try to break it down that way. But that's interesting. When you notice that you feel better the next day after you take an Ambien, by the way, you are not going to feel better the next day after your antidepressant, because antidepressants are these serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors or Wellbutrin. It takes a while to kick in. Okay? Great, great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, weight loss expert Dr. Sally Norton tells us 6 superfoods that will help us prevent heart attack, cancer, and stroke. I love looking at these because we just, you know, talked about nuts and we've talked about supplements and some of the bad rap supplements are getting. So the more we could go natural, the more we could reach, you know, into our food stores and go in and use those rather than having to buy supplements to be healthy, the better. So she recommends cherries. We don't talk about cherries a lot. All right. The tart or sour cherries have a lot of antioxidants. They help boost your sleep. They help you with your sports recovery, anti-inflammation, etc. So they recommend that if you're going to be doing a post-workout treatment or shake or whatever, to include cherries. Okay? That's a good one. Next, avocado. We talk about avocado a lot because of the monounsaturated fats. Avocado is, to me, a very superfood. A recent study looked at if you ate 1 avocado a day, it would lower your levels of bad cholesterol by more than a low-fat, moderate-fat diet without avocados. So definitely make that guacamole. Just don't put cheese in it. All right, but I love guacamole. Cranberries. Cranberries, we talked about, does a lot. It actually helps our oral health. It reduces mouth infections. It's got the polyphenols. And so the polyphenols are very, very helpful, too. Sorry. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antimicrobial. Really, really good stuff. All right. Be careful, though, to not drink cranberry juice. There's a lot of sugar in that. Make sure it's low-sugar cranberry juice or just eat the gosh darn cranberries. Blueberries also. A lot of antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. Blueberries have a lot of health benefits, heart health, cancer prevention, brain function, etc. And they're yummy. Blueberries are yummy. And then pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds have a lot of protein, fiber, manganese, magnesium, phosphorus, zinc. I tell you, I'm going to have my family start eating a handful of nuts. It's got to have the Brazil nuts. It's got to have the peanuts, almonds. But why not? I'm going to have them pop that instead of vitamins, and I'm going to see how they do. Maybe they'll also be less of a pain in my butt. Who knows? And then chia seeds. Chia. Chia seeds have risen in popularity because they help you poop. A lot of fiber, mineral. Be very careful if you have diverticulosis because they could get stuck in little pockets of the colon. All right, but they are a good source of omega-3. So for those of us that don't like to eat fish, maybe you could eat chia seeds. So a lot of people add chia to their food. They contain calcium, even more calcium ounce per ounce than milk. So add chia seeds to your diet. They even recommend, now remember, this is coming out of Great Britain, a creamy chia porridge. They say sprinkle the seeds onto porridge. What was that, Little Miss Muffet? No, what was the one with the porridge? Somebody was eating some porridge.
Three bears.
Which one?
Three bears.
The three bears were eating porridge. Yeah. All right, that's interesting. Okay, so they say sprinkle it onto your porridge. You know what? I'm gonna put it on my strawberry lemonade that I have here. All right, so those are 6 superfoods. Texas ice cream maker Bluebell Creameries has announced a voluntary recall of all its ice cream and frozen treat products from store shelves due to the Listeria bacteria. I guess it's the most recent announcement by the 108-year-old company based in Brenham. After health officials said last month 3 people were ill by Listeria, January 2014 and January 2015, 3 people who were made ill had died in a Kansas hospital where Bluebell frozen treats were served. Their decision came after bacteria was detected in the chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream samples that were tested last month. We'll review Listeria again later this week. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down.
Take me down.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV.
Your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.